Let's hear some more about pollution. The Director General of the World Health Organization, the WHO, has described air pollution as a serious threat to global public health. Dr. Margaret Chan has been speaking to Sarah Montague about that.
Air pollution is actually one of the most pernicious threats to health because it is so pervasive, and also because you can't escape it. Everybody has to breathe. And when breathing becomes deadly, the entire city, doesn't matter which part you are in, become a hazard to health. Bad air can travel for hundreds of kilometers beyond a city to endanger health in surrounding areas. And this is a big problem.
The WHO has come out with some really quite frightening statistics, something like you're suggesting 9 out of 10 people live in areas where the air quality guidelines are breached.
Yes, that is the evidence we have collected, and only 1 in 10 people live in an area where the air quality meets the WHO air quality standard. This is quite, you know, an issue. An important issue that we need to address working with governments.
Of course, but most people listening to this would say, look, it doesn't affect me. Does it really matter?
Yes, it does affect you because, you know, the most common misconception is that the health damage comes from heavy pollution that everybody can see or feel, pollution that stings your eyes or make you cough. That is a period when most governments can send a high alert to ask people not to go to school, not to exercise in public. But that is only one risk. To me, the most difficult issue and the most difficult causes are damages that is long-term, that are not visible to our eyes. Because with poor quality air, there are chemicals and particles in the polluted air that are so small. And if you continue to breathe in such quality air, it will damage our lung, it can damage the heart, and also affect the brain function. So that's why we would like to sound the alert, particularly for children. They are small, and in fact, the air pollution starts in the womb of the mothers. Pregnant mothers, when they are exposed to air pollution, will give birth to low birth weight babies. And these babies are more vulnerable to pneumonia. And pneumonia is the number one cause of death in children. More than 600,000 per year of children under 5 die of pneumonia. And of course, air pollution contributing to pneumonia and to other respiratory problems.
How do you think that the problem compares with something like Ebola or HIV? Because we think of it so differently. But how do they compare in scale?
I think, you know, air pollution is definitely on a much bigger scale because every year, indoor and outdoor pollution contribute to 6.5 million deaths a year. So the size of the problem is much bigger.
Given the severity of the problem, what is it that you want governments to do that they're not doing at the moment?
Government must know their problem. It starts with good data through better monitoring of pollution level. If you know your problem, then you look at what are the drivers. Is it because there are too many cars on the road? Or is it because people are cutting and burning trees to get land for agriculture? So if you know your problems, the size of your problem, you know the drivers, then you can find the solution. I don't see anybody who wants to breathe air that gives them cough or that sting their eyes. I would love to go to cities where I can breathe easily and where I can see the blue sky. We need to be continue to pressurize them in a nice way and for them to understand what is at stake. If they don't take action, they will pay more in terms of economic costs, health costs, and human cause, and that is the most tragic, you know. And air pollution is something that we can solve.
The Director General of the World Health Organization, Dr. Margaret Chan, speaking to Sarah Montague. There is a website, it's bbcworldservice.com/breathe, and you can send a selfie of your ideas on reducing pollution where you are. Just look on Twitter for the hashtag #SoICanBreathe, and there are more of those items and opportunities for you to give some solutions if you go to the BBC website /breathe. This is the BBC. It's World Update. There'll be more tomorrow.